Okay, welcome back everybody to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. So today we are finishing Simin Tzadi in Hilchos Tefillah. We're going to discuss the topics of davening opposite pictures and drawings, davening near one's Rebbe, and also davening in dirty areas. Let's begin in the Mechaber in Sif Chav Gimel. Habegadim hametsuyarim, af al pi she'ino boltos, einachon lehispalel kenegdom. If you have clothing that is drawn upon, it's pictured clothing. So even if those pictures do not protrude from the clothing, nonetheless, it is not proper to daven opposite them. If it happens that one needs to daven opposite such a piece of clothing or a wall that is drawn upon, so then one should close his eyes. Why is this? Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Ayin, Einachon v'chule, k'dei shelo yehimabit b'tziyurom v'lo yechavin b'sfiloso. If you look at these drawings, so then you're going to lose your kavana. Avol mishum chatzitza les bevigadim. But there's no problem of a chatzitza with begadim. V'lochein imein b'tziyurin utluya malakoso shari l'spalak negdom. If they're not drawn upon, if they don't have pictures, it's just a plain article of clothing, and it's hung on the wall, then it would be mutter to daven opposite it. To what parts of tefillah does this apply? So the Machtes HaShekel, quoted in footnote number 77, points out that since this whole concern is rooted in Kavana, it really should apply to all parts of tefillah, even though the Shulchan Aruch here is talking about Shmona Esrei. The Rama adds in Sif Chav Gimel as follows, V'lachein asur gamkein litzahir tziyurim b'sfarim shemispalalim bohem. It's prohibited to draw drawings within the sidurim from which we daven, shlo tisbatel hakavana, so that the kavana is not lost. Aval begadim shemitzuyar aleim divrei tiflus, if there are inappropriate things that are drawn upon the clothing, afilu leishiv aleim beveis haknesses aser. Not only is it aser to daven opposite them, but even to sit upon them in shul would be a problem. What if the drawings in the siddur are intended to help elucidate the sitter, to make things more clear? So the Shach and Nekudas HaKesef, Yerdea Kuf Mem Aleph Yud Gimel, implies that such drawings would fundamentally be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ayin Aleph says as follows, Tzihurim b'sfarim v'chulei v'chein yesh li zoher mitam zeh shalo ditzayer b'kosel b'isakneses tzihurim neged ponov shel adam. Since we don't want to compromise somebody's focus, it's proper not to have drawings at eye level in shul on the walls. If you want to have the drawings, then they should be above eye level. Adds the Mishnah Berurah, also the hispalo keneged hamara, it's prohibited to daven opposite a mirror. The mechzik mishtachav ele bavua shalo. It seems that one is bowing towards his reflection. V'hainu af b'inayim sesumos. Even if you close your eyes, nonetheless, it's problematic to daven opposite a mirror. The bepsuchos belav hachi also mishum bitul kavona, say the Achronim. If one's eyes were open, so then there would be a problem, even without looking like you're bowing to your reflection, there would still be a problem of kavana. So let's discuss both of these points. Number one, having drawings on the walls in shul, and number two, davening in front of a mirror. So when it comes to davening opposite drawings on the walls in shul, so the Mishnah Berurah said that if they're at eye level, then it's a problem. If they're above eye level, it's not. This is why the stipler was careful not to daven in a sukkah that had gadol pictures, because the gadol pictures were hung at eye level. So he felt that that would be a problem for kavana. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out that nowadays it's normal for people to look even above eye level. People peer around. So therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman held that it was really best not to have pictures at all on the walls in the shul. When it comes to davening in front of a mirror, so what about opposite a window at night? A window at night is very similar to a mirror in the sense that one would be able to see his reflection in the window. So would we say that this is a problem because you see the reflection, or would we limit this halacha only to strictly and literally mirrors? So the stipler, again, quoted in footnote number 82, says that one should avoid davening opposite an open window, or meaning a non-covered window at night, because to do so would be to daven opposite your reflection, which would be a problem. Getting into the end of the Ramah there, where he said that one should not sit upon inappropriate drawings. If you have clothing that have inappropriate things on them, you shouldn't even sit on them in shul, says the Mishnah Berurah, 9b, Shenem Arvelo Savi So Eva Al Bisecha, Vafilu Beveso Aser. The Torah tells us that we're not supposed to have inappropriate things in our homes. So therefore, even to have this at home would be a problem. So to sit on it in shul would also not be allowed. Says the Mechaber in Sif Chav Dalet, Lo yispalo b'tzad rabo v'lo achori rabo v'lo lefanov. One should not daven on the side of his Rebbe, nor behind his Rebbe, nor in front of his Rebbe. Says the Rama, Yashomim de kol zed lo mayri elo de hispalo b'yachid. Some limit this to davening b'yachidos, alfa b'tzibur, im kachu seder yeshivoso, in lacho shem hispalo lefanov v'acharov. But when you're b'tzibur, there would be no problem to stand and daven either in front of him or behind him. V'afalpi shetov lahachmir hamin or glahakel, concludes the Rava. Even though it's best to be machmir about this, nonetheless, the widespread minhag is to be makel about this. And another exception, im hirchig dalet amos mutter. If you're dalet amos away from the Rebbe, so then you could daven wherever you'd like. V'ayim be'yar there, simen reish man be'yisif tezayin, where the Shulchan Aruch talks more about the halachos of kibud rabba. Let's get into the details of davening near one's Rebbe. So what exactly are the reasons for these restrictions? Says the Mishnah Brura, in Sif Ayin Gimel, B'tzad Rabbo, Ki hu yuara, Shamara shu shovel Rabbo. If you daven on the side of your Rebbe, side by side, you're making it seem that you are equal to your Rebbe in stature. And that would be a sense, that would be a demonstration of arrogance. Who is the Rebbe that we're talking about? V'rabo hainu sharov chokmaso himenu o gedol hador. Either the person from whom you learned most of your Torah, or a gadol hador. Kosav achai adam nira li dehu hadin aviv. The same would apply to davening next to your father. You shouldn't daven side by side next to your father in order to make it, because doing so would make it seem like there is arrogance. Again, this is, I think, the reason why most people do daven next to their fathers in shul is because the widespread minhag is to be makel when you're betzibur. And we'll see that even the chumrah that would apply betzibur might not apply when... Hold on one second. Okay, welcome, Rabbi Donath. Sorry about that. Then what might not apply when you are davening betzibur, davening side by side. So we'll get to that. V'lo achorei rabo, demech zeinami ki yuara. If you daven behind your Rebbe, so then that also seems like a demonstration of arrogance. V'yesh omrim shener kemishtach vele rabo b'sviloso. If you daven behind your Rebbe, it might seem like you're bowing towards your Rebbe instead of towards the Ribono Shel Olam. V'yesh omrim b'nei shehu mitza'er lerabo. Others say that it's because you are going to bother your Rebbe. The Shema Yitzarich Lifsoa Shalosh Psios La'achrav Bochu Yispalo V'Yitzarich La'hamten Olav. If you're davening behind your Rebbe, and your Rebbe finishes Hishmona Esrei first, he's going to have to wait for you in order to take his three steps back. And doing so would be bothering your Rebbe, so we try to avoid that. So all in all, what we saw in the Mishnah Brura were three different reasons not to be davening either on the side of your Rebbe or behind your Rebbe. And then V'lo Lefanov in Ayin Hei says, B'kava Chomer, D'zevadei hu bizayin l'Rebbe, sh'omid ka'achrov ba'achorov kenegdo. So to stand in front of your Rebbe, that's a kava Chomer, that would be a demonstration of arrogance and a disgrace towards your Rebbe, that you would be standing in front of him and he would be in back of you. So again, three reasons all in all. Number one, that davening on the side of your Rebbe or in front of him demonstrates arrogance, yuara. Number two, that davening behind your Rebbe is going to, it may seem like you're bowing towards your Rebbe. And number three, that if you daven behind your Rebbe, you may perturb your Rebbe in that he may have to wait to take his three steps back. So now let's see some of the scope of this iser. We already saw in the Ramah that this would be limited to davening b'yechidos fundamentally, but wouldn't be relevant b'tzibur. However, the Ramah said that maybe we should even be machmir b'tzibur, shatov lahachmir. So let's see this. So let's get to the Mishnah Brura in Sif Ayin Vav. Ein lachosh v'chulei she'akol yodin shamakum zem yuchal rav zel etamid v'lez ba mishum yuara okum yishtach v'lov. If you're davening behind your Rebbe or on the side of your Rebbe in the Tzibur, so everybody knows that this place is for the Rebbe and this place is for the Talmud. So there isn't any concern of arrogance or bowing towards your Rebbe. So reasons one and two are now obviated. However, says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Ayin Zayin, Shetov Lahachmir, Haynu Lachush Latam Hashlishi Hanizg Le'el, Mepnei Shenira Kemitzaer Le'rabo, Delefizeh Yash Lahachmir, Gam Bitzibur La'achrov. So if you daven behind your Rebbe, even Bitzibur, that might apply because it could still be that you would force your Rebbe to wait for you to finish Mona Esrei. So when the Ramah says that that it's Tov Lahachmir, even Betzibur, it seems that this would be limited to davening behind your Rebbe. If you're davening on his side or in front of him, then the reasoning that you might come to bother him doesn't apply. That only applies when you're davening behind him. And therefore, when the Chai Adam extended this to davening next to your father, that's why we see very often that people daven on the side of their father in shul. And you could say that they're even keeping this chumrah, but nonetheless, the reasoning that you're going to force your father to wait for you to finish Mona Esrei doesn't apply because you're on his side, you're not behind him.
Bichidus is the rabbi is just there and you're davening by yourself? Or?
You're both davening together without a tzibur. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where the fundamental din applies. And then the chumrah applies even b'tzibur, but what we're saying about the chumrah is that would really only be if you were behind the Rebbe, or you were behind the father. And says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein ches haminog lahakel, ein b'vi'ar locha de mikol makom, tov lechatchila kishakoveh lo makom, yachori rabo, shiyarche kishiyadal ramos v'shalosh psios, kidei shalo yitzar l'rabo. If you're establishing your makom kavua in shul, and you know that your Rebbe davens in the same minyan, so you should go out of your way that your makom should be more than 4 amos plus 3 psios away from the Rebbe. And that way, again, you avoid any of those issues of bothering him or straining him when he needs to take his 3 steps back. Arba amos muter. Why does arba amos make a difference? So ayin tes says the Mishnah Berurah. Arba amos muter dereshus acheres hi. When a person is more than 4 amos away, so then that's considered a different reshus, and none of these considerations would apply. Vayin beprimiganu shukasav shema prichadash delafan of sagi ba arba amos mitzum tzamos. In front of the Rebbe, you could get away with precisely dalar amos. Aval achori rabo bo inan arba amos vishalosh psios. You have to have 3 psios more than the dalar amos. Kedei shiyah yuchal rabo lifsoa shalosh psios laacharov velo yitztarech lahamtin olav uvisoch arba amos of halo aser lifsoa. You're not allowed to take the 3 steps back into within the dalet amos of the person behind you. So therefore, you'd have to the Talmud would have to be dalet amos plus 3 psios away from the Rebbe. The lekamam nesimin kuf beis. We'll learn that soon. Be'ezus Hashem. Od kasav the besoch ha almera. Muter afilu b'samach dereshusa achrisahi. What this is talking about is a bima. A bima is considered a different reshus, and therefore, if the Talmud was within the bima, then there wouldn't be a problem to daven near his Rebbe, even if he were within the Dalet Amos. Okay, let's continue in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry, in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Chav Hey Talmud Chaver Muter lehispalal achorei rabo. If you have a Talmud Chaver, somebody who's of equal stature. So he could daven behind his Rebbe. V'hu adin b'tzad rabo, aval lifnei rabo aser. Likewise, alongside his Rebbe, but in front of his Rebbe, that would already be too much. That would be considered a disgrace to the Rebbe. Again, somebody from whom you learned most of your chachma, or a gadol hador, that you should in that situation, you shouldn't daven in front of the Rebbe. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Chav Vav. Anywhere where we don't say Kriya Shema, you also don't daven. The same way that we distance from excrement and from urine and from odors and from a corpse and from erva, from nakedness for Kriya Shema, so too we do so for tefillah. All of the same halachos that apply to Kriya Shema, they apply to tefillah as well. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, as we've seen previously in our learning, Sif Pei Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, Machin Him the tefillah, V'hu Adin the Talmud Torah, V'chol Divrei Kedusha. The same is true for Talmud Torah and other matters of Kedusha. Finishes up the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Chav Zayin, last Sif in Simin Tzadi, Haya Omeid B'tefillah V'hishtin Tinoch B'veis HaKnesses. If you're davening Shmona Esrei and an infant urinates in shul, yishtok ad shiyaviu mayim lahatil al hamer aglaim. So then you have to pause your Shmona Esrei until water is brought to dilute the urine. O yahalich lefanav arba amos olitz dadav. Or even within the middle of Shmona Esrei, you move dalet amos in front of you or to the side so that you are away from the urine. O yetzei mibeis haknesses v'yigmor tefilaso. Or you should even leave the shul and then finish your Shmona Esrei. Says the Ramah, v'yoser tov, leilich lemakom acher v'lo lishtok. It's actually better to walk out and not to pause in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. Shema yishek de ligmor eskula v'yitztayich lachzor l'rosh. Because we have a concern that you may pause for long enough that you would be able to finish all of Shmona Esrei during that pause. And if that's the case, you would have to return to the beginning of Shmona Esrei in order to avoid that need to return to the beginning, says the Rama that it's actually better to move to a different spot. Comments the Mishnah Bura in Sif Chav Zayin, in Sif Cotton Pei Gimel B'Tfila V'Hu Adin B'Kriya Shema U'Shar. Sorry, in yeah, that's what we're up to. Yeah, V'Hu Adin B'Kriya Shema U'Shar Devei Kedusha Achmoshu Kasavnu L'Mala. The same applies. The same halacha applies to Kriya Shema and other matters of Kedusha. V'Nokat Tfila L'Rebusa D'Bezeg Gamkin Tzarich Leilich L'Fanav Arba Amos V'Lo Aminon Kevuchu Omi Kvar B'Tfila Ein Tzarich L'Harchik. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch points out and explicates Tfila in specific is because there's an extra chiddush in Tfila, which we mentioned and alluded to. Namely, that even though you're in the middle of davening and you're omid lifnei habore, nonetheless, you would still be obligated to walk in the middle of your Shemona Esrei in order to get away from the Meirag Laim. Pei Dalid, Yishtok, one of the options was that you would pause and wait for the urine to be diluted. The Chozeh lo Mikre Hefsek, if you pause, that's not considered a Hefsek. Aval also the Hefsek b'dibur lahavi lo mayim, you can't say out loud, please bring the water, came with the Isser Meirag Laim, Eino Ela Medirabbanon. Because the Meirag Laim Isser is only Medirabbanon, so that would not justify making a Hefsek to say, please bring the water. V'gam yesh omrim de'in tzarech lahachik b'zeh klal. There is one opinion that you don't even have to be marchik at all for the Meirag Laim. Akin afilu im gam achirim om din besocha arba So therefore, if some of your friends are davening within the Dalet Amos of the Meir Aglaim, and either they're not aware of the Meir Aglaim or they're not aware of the Halacha, nonetheless, you should not be mafsik, you should not interrupt your Shmona Esrei to tell them, oh, there's Meir Aglaim over there, you shouldn't be davening. Because since this Isser is only Midirabana to begin with, and in addition, there is an opinion that it's not Osir at all. However, if the child had a bowel movement in shul, so then in the middle of Shmona Esrei, there are others who are davening there near the excrement and they're not aware of this. So then if the only way for you to notify them is by making a hefsek in your Shmona Esrei to tell them, so then it would be permitted to make a hefsek in order to save them from violating an Isser De'oraisa. The mut of Shiyasa, who Isser Kal, Dainu Isser De'rabbanan, the hefsek betfila, if it's better for you to do a lesser isur of interrupting your Shmona Esrei than for them to do a more grave isur of davening in a dirty area where there is tzoa. We've explained earlier when this is an isur de'oraisa. V'davka im isur de'oraisa. I'm sorry. V'davka im if the urine or the tzoa is covered, so then if it doesn't produce an odor, so then you shouldn't be pausing in Shmona Esrei. Then you should be continuing in that case. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Pei Hei, V'yoser Tov. You are concerned that the pause is going to be so long that you're going to have to end up going back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, right? And you don't have the ability to move Dalet Amos for whatever reason. One example would be that there are people davening next to you, so therefore you can't walk in front of them. Then in that case, you can rely on the lenient opinion of the Rashba that you can daven even near the Meirag Laim. You have two points that are two snifim lahakel in addition to the Shita Sarajba. Number one, you're already in the middle of tefillah, and number two, the Isser is only midrabanan. So that would be enough to rely on the Rashba. What about if you moved and then the Meirag Laim got covered? Should you move back to your previous spot? So the Shulchan Aruch later on in Kuf Gimel Bei says that you should, because it's best to finish, to start and finish in the same spot. Let's finish up in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Peivav Yitzdarich Ayin De'el B'Siman Aicheres B'Mishnah Berurah Sif Ka'in Hey De'Bibirkas Kriya Shema Im Nizdam In Kin V'Chein B'Chol Abrachos Ein Tzarech Lachzor L'Rosh. That this halacha, that if you pause for long enough, that you would finish the entire thing in which you are engaged, right? So you're involved in Shmona Esrei. You pause for long enough that you would finish all of Shmona Esrei. You have to go back to the beginning. But that doesn't apply to other brachos, and it doesn't apply to Birkos Kriya Shema. However, in footnote 92, we point out one exception. Omnom the inyan birkos kriya shma kasav le'el shayinu davkam shah bin bracha le'bracha. That's only if you pause between the brachos. O shalo shaha be'emtza ha'bracha keshir sheyashbo kedei ligmor mitchilas birkas yotzer or ad go'al yisrael. Or you're in the middle of the bracha, but the pause is shorter than the time that it would take to finish from the beginning all the way until ga'al yisrael. Aval im shaha keshir zeh, but if you do pause for that entire duration and you're within the bracha, tzarech lachzor l'tchilas habracha she'omid ba, so then you have to go back to the bracha that you are in currently. V'im shaha keshir zeh b'birkas emes v'yatzev yachzor gam ha'kriyashma. And if that pause happens in the middle of emes v'yatzev, you have to go back to the beginning of kriyashma as well. Tomorrow we will continue Bez Hashem with Simen Tzadi Aleph, proper attire for davening. Have a great day, everybody.